More than 100 years ago, the original godfathers of forestry in New York recognized there was a lot of woodcutting and erosion going on in the state and launched a tree nursery program that continues to this day in Saratoga Springs. While initially designed to play a role in reforestation, the nursery now focuses on providing seedlings for private and public lands, which is happening right now as part of the Department of Environmental Conservation's annual tree and shrub seedling sale. To discuss this initiative, we spoke with David Lee, supervising forester and manager of the State Tree Nursery located in the Saratoga Spa State Park. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to start by describing the nursery in Saratoga. How big is it? What actually happens there? And what, you know, is a nursery?
Well, the facility is comprised of about 250 acres. Other DEC divisions also use part of the facility, but the majority is just put it to the side for the nursery. About 80 acres of that parcel is used for production beds, and then at any one time, we have about 40 acres in production. The nursery does approximately 1.2 million seedlings per year. Keep in mind, we're only growing seedlings. They're only 1 to 3 years of age, and average height is usually about 6 to 12 inches. And why does the state run a tree nursery? Well, it's primarily just to supply planting stock for the many conservation purposes out there, such as windbreaks, wildlife, food, habitat, erosion control. So the state, like you said, has been doing this for 100 years, and we're still plugging away here at the nursery.
How many people are at the nursery, and what are the different sort of phases that your work goes through during the course of a year?
I have a permanent staff of 5 employees. At any one time, my staff is increased anywhere from 2 to 40 employees, depending on the time of year. This time of year, my staff is involved mainly taking seedling orders, and to be frank, we're also fixing everything that we weren't able to fix during the regular season. We also have a seed extractory on the facility. The purpose of the seed extractory is so the seedlings that we are growing is from, most of it anyway, is from New York seed sources. So we actually have a facility that we go around in the fall and we collect all fruits and cones from pine trees, and we bring them into the facility at this time of year, and we process it for the seed. So this way we know we're producing seedlings of local New York genotypes. So we know they're going to do pretty well in New York. You know, we're not just going out and getting seed from, say, down south where the survivability might be affected with our climates, which are different up here. In the springtime is when we start our seedling sale, where we harvest the seedlings and ship them out. From there, we get right into the cultural treatments, which, you know, is planting the seed, tending to their needs, such as irrigation, fertilization, pest control. And then that goes right into the fall where we actually do, as I said, collect seed and fruit to begin the processing of the seed.
So what can people buy right now as part of the ongoing tree and shrub seedling sale?
Well, we have a selection of over 50 different species. It's a pretty much an even mix of conifer species, hardwoods, and shrub species. Of course, you can place your orders now, but we don't ship out now. wouldn't do you much good. Plus, we couldn't get them out of the ground anyway. The stock that we ship out is what they call bare root stock. What you see is what you get. You know, we take a potato harvester, dig the seedlings up, shake all the dirt from them. So you really have to be careful how you handle these.
Well, who's in the market right now for seedlings?
Well, the seedlings are purchased by individual homeowners. We have companies that also purchase them, and, of course, other municipalities. And like I said, it's just for the various conservation purposes which people feel the need to fulfill on their property. And that includes, of course, creating windbreaks, barriers, improving air and water quality, stabilizing stream banks, and of course, reforestation.
And how much does a seedling cost if someone's in the market?
Well, seedlings, like I said, average only 6 to 12 inches tall. So a unit of 25 usually costs you around $20 to $30, depending on the species. And units of 100 are between $55 and $60. Of course, the more you buy, there are little price incentives.
And for seedlings that aren't sold after like 1 to 3 years, what happens with them? Do they end up growing to maturity somewhere in your nursery, or are they, I don't know, put out of their misery?
Well, what we do is we try to plan ahead. As I said, you know, some of these seedlings take 3 years before they are put up for sale. So I look in my crystal ball, and I do my best to try to determine how many are going to be sold. But unfortunately, there are times where there are extras that we can no longer harbor in our nursery beds, only because we don't have the equipment to grow them to a large size. So we don't just get rid of them. What they do is we mulch them. And by mulching them, we're able to use it back in our seed beds to add organic matter back to the bed.
How did you get into this work?
I've always been interested in the outdoors and the environment. Went to SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry, received a resource management degree, which is forestry. Ended up on Long Island, which I'm from. And I worked as a DEC fish and wildlife technician for a while. Didn't know what I really wanted to do. Had an opportunity to interview for a permanent forestry tech position here at the nursery. Offered the position, accepted. And at first, I just viewed it as a good opportunity to get my foot in the door. I guess I forgot to remove it. During my 30-year tenure here, a fondness for the program, of course, has grown, and through hard work and a little luck, well, a lot of luck, I have risen through the ranks and am now nursery manager for almost 17 years.
So after a full week on the job of, you know, running the nursery, you know, when you get home, especially in the spring and summer, are you sort of burnt out on, you know, gardening and this sort of management, or are you still up for some of this maintenance around the house?
To be honest, my green thumb ambition level lessens when I'm away from work, but I do enjoy maintaining a small vegetable garden and a few flower beds.
And how are sales, I guess, going so far? I mean, I know they think this process began on January 4th. Have you already begun getting calls and emails from people who are interested in picking up seedlings?
Yes, surprisingly we have. And the trend so far is we're probably on the number of calls up about 15%. A lot of people have been staying home. I think they're getting a little cabin fever. And they're kind of looking towards the spring, and a lot of people are seeming really excited to be placing seedling orders and anticipating, you know, planting them this coming spring.
And for people interested in placing an order for a tree or shrub seedling, they can call 518-587-1120. That's 518-587-1120, Monday through Friday, or send an email to nysnursery@dec.ny.gov. We've been speaking with David Lee. He is the supervising forester and manager of the Saratoga Tree Nursery located in the Saratoga Spa State Park. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.